Hi, I'm John Steele of Roboteon with this episode of the Warehouse Robotics Podcast. This week, an introduction to warehouse robotics platforms. Interest in robots of many types in warehousing and distribution is very high. Seen as an antidote to rising cost and especially significant shortages of labor in most markets. That robot hardware obviously needs companion software to operate. For autonomous mobile robots, or AMRs, that includes a fleet management system. That software is used to first digitally map a facility, and then when deployed, navigates the movements of AMRs from point A to point B. That happens when an AMR receives a direction from a warehouse management system or other higher-level software on what work needs to be executed. More on that in just a moment. Sometimes the robot vendor itself provides software that can be used, for example, to complete order picks. There is a lot of difference between AMR vendors here, depending on their strategies. Given these dynamics, companies should well consider their own technology strategy here. Relying on the AMR vendor software for execution may make it very difficult, if not impossible, to add in new AMRs from other vendors down the road that may be less expensive, have additional features, carry different payloads, etc. There is another challenge for companies considering AMRs, coordinating the flow of work and inventory across different types of AMRs, and even arm-based picking robots. The analysts at Gartner have called the software that is needed to provide these and other capabilities multi-agent orchestration platforms, or MAOs, which are described as, quote, intelligent middleware that integrates and increasingly orchestrates work between various business applications, heterogeneous fleets of operational robots and other automated agents like doors or elevators. These solutions orchestrate and assign work while monitoring and coordinating the activities of diverse fleets of robots, unquote. That's pretty good. It gets at many of the key capabilities needed to successfully deploy and optimize warehouse robots, including rapid integration of AMRs with various types of warehouse management systems, using pre-built adapters and no-code, low-code connectivity tools. Interoperability across robot types and vendors in increasingly heterogeneous environments. Orchestration of the flow of work and inventory based on real-time visibility to the distribution center floor. Together, these capabilities should enable more rapid deployment and time to value from robotics initiatives. Drive productivity and throughput gains through optimization and orchestration of execution flows. And provide high levels of adaptability to change or add processes and any type of new hardware to meet changing requirements and opportunities. Here at Roboteon, we support all that, but are taking the idea even further with what we call a robotics fulfillment platform. In addition to the kinds of capabilities we discussed previously, this platform offers some unique and innovative additional functionality, including pre-built execution workflows for managing various picking and replenishment activities in combination with robotics, considering many variables for orchestrating workflow, such as current demand and forecasted demand, broad use of AI, from intelligent real-time queries to optimizing execution considering constraints, synchronizing human and robotics resources, a critical and often overlooked key to warehouse robotics success. There's a lot more to the platform, but you get the idea. The future of warehouse robotics involves the use of this type of platform. The experts are agreeing. Let's talk about your opportunities soon. Please visit us at Roboteon.com and or see us at MODEX 2024 in Atlanta at booth C3297. That's it for this episode of the Warehouse Robotics Podcast. For Roboteon, this is John Steele. Thanks for listening.